Hello, it's Adam Masters here, live on BBS Radio. I travel the world healing the healers. I'm a consultant to the healers, doctors, and people at large and small. I have ability to cure just about anyone of anything, and I'm no big deal. I've made it look easy. I'm just a dot connector. I just spent a few too many thousand hours investigating the work of other doctors that are having their ideas and cures suppressed. So I am not a marvel of science. I am just the presenter of it. So the trick is finding the imbalances that lead to the cause, and I use the symptoms as a method of your body talking to me. Symptoms are how your body communicates. This method goes beyond the cause to the focus, and it goes to the imbalances. It's always the imbalance. It's just a pyramid. It's in a book I've written called Health Disclosure, The Sequence to Disease and Obesity. There is a sequence. It's very simple. It starts at cellular health, and it goes to the imbalance that leads to pain, inflammation, and obesity. And if left unchecked, it goes later on stages to cellular degeneration, scarring, disease, and cancer. So even if you got a 7 days to live, we can bring you back to life with a dollar's worth of oxygen. And so a dollar's worth of oxygen has a success rate of about 99% while you figure out what the imbalances were that led to the disease, the problem, the issue, the cancer, in the first place, ignoring the symptoms of pain, obesity, and inflammation over time. It's as simple as that. Vitamin C is not a cure for cancer, but it and neither is oxygen, because they don't go to the cause. They go to the symptom, and the symptom is how your body talks to you. So it's a big circle. We're just a bunch of dogs chasing our tails. The healthcare system is dreadfully sick, and our society has issues, problems. I don't like to say we're sick or society's sick, but I see it everywhere I look. If you've got wars going on, that's a symptom of a sick world. You got banks collapsing. You got epidemics, pandemics, academics, it's all sick. The academics is just propaganda. There's not much information there that is of any use to the healthcare community other than for trauma care. Hospitals are not set up to treat disease, pain, inflammation, obesity, and that's why you have a population with pain, inflammation, obesity, sickness, diabetes, cancer, people cutting off body parts, cutting out intestines. I think there's better things to do, like swim in our oceans, but there we have more evidence of sickness. The Gulf of Mexico, the Pacific Ocean with the Fukushima. We got 50 in Japan, we got 54 nuclear plants at sea level, sitting on a tectonic plate or divergence of three plates, ticking time bombs, and the whole notion of electricity is just as full of nonsense as our authority is, and our politics is, and Obamacare is. And I think everybody's pointing out what's wrong, and I'm having trouble finding what's right, but I think what's right is going back to old-fashioned values of family, friends, community, selfless society, and that gives us freedom, goodness, service to truth, by acquiring real knowledge. Obeying natural law. Natural law is not negotiable. Love is constructive. It's positive versus negative. The truth is non-negotiable. Gandhi said, spoke highly about truth. I find some virtue in it. I don't believe in traffic jams and sitting on a treadmill of debt and worrying about competition and who's the next person you can screw, sitting in fear and rage and anger, and it shuts down access to, you know, and it refuses truth, which is destructive. And ignorance creates confusion. So the system, the authorities that run our government, run our world, run our healthcare, run our education, run our banks and Wall Street, have us chasing our tails in a state of confusion, in a state of ignorance, in a state of ego, because they award doctorate degrees to engineers that don't know the pyramids were built by their means, not possible by man. Center of these pyramids, under triangulation from the global positioning of our satellites, realized that the tips of the pyramids are within a centimeter of square, and these things are massive, and it's not possible. We don't have human engineering doesn't exist on our planet today to make pyramids. So we got engineers graduating in ego that didn't realize that Twin Towers, they used Tesla energy to bring down the Twin Towers along with thermite. And so Tesla's, all his work is in that building coming down, and he didn't get any credit for it. Did a great job, but came down for the wrong reasons, perhaps at the wrong time. But in a state of fear, there's destruction coming around of our planet, and we can easily correct this. And we just need to sit and stay calm and get some good food in. There's a problem with that because nobody knows what good food is anymore. And it's not your fruits and vegetables. Yes, maybe. But you got to know that a fruit and a vegetable in a grocery store has had 80 to 90% of its nutrients removed. It was never there, to be truthful, because when you grow fruits and vegetables with pesticides in the ground, it kills the organisms that transfer the nutrients to the plant. It cuts the life force cycle of nutrients getting to the plants, getting to the fruits, the vegetables. So they, you know, all these nutritionists and Joel Fuhrman and Dr. Oz are talking about the virtues of fruits and vegetables and phytonutrients, but they're only one molecule away from plastic, like your margarine. So there's so much information. I don't know where to start. I could go on for 80 hours, but you know, the salt on your table is poison. It is poison. It is poison, and it is essential to your body to making hydrochloric acid. NaCl is the formula of salt. Hydrochloric acid, chlorine, chloric acid needs the chlorine molecule from salt. You can get that through a nutritious supply that needs to that can be bought as pink Himalayan sea salt. It has amino acids and trace minerals in it. So not only does it give you salt for your digestion of protein, but it gives you trace minerals and everything good. Table salt does everything bad. So there's really two sides of the page, and there's great, and it goes down to good, and it goes down to fair, and it goes down to bad, and then it goes down to really bad. And I'm talking about nutrients. So really good, I mean, off the chart excellent, is juicing organic fruits and vegetables, the ABCs, the apples, the beets, the celeries, the cucumbers, the carrots. You can do 2 pounds of carrots, a bag of celery, half a bag of apples, a few cucumbers, and a handful of beets, and you've got 80 ounces of pure joy your body's going to love. And when you're what your body loves, you'll love, because once you give your body what it needs, it starts to vibrate, it starts to repair, it starts to go back to homeostasis, it starts to get, it's a reconstruction process that boosts everything good, has another equation, and that equation is immunity boost, it is memory boost, endurance boost, sexual drive boost, it's inspiration boost, mood boost, frequency boost, measurable by science. under the science of fractality. So you've got cellular regeneration, you've got color, you've got distribution of circulation, you've got ability to withstand cold and hot and stress. Stress does not exist in a world, in a body whose world is thriving. It just sees it as another challenge, a hurdle, just another chore in the in life. It doesn't see it as a problem, but an issue, a situation. All issues, situations can be resolved from a mind absent of toxins, thriving on molecules of life, life force energy called nutrients. Nobody knows. Can't say, I talk in absolutes, but I'm just trying to get a big concept across to a level of understanding through models. And there's just some basic models of good and bad, evil and great. And there's diametrically opposed ideas in health on several levels. One is toxins in, toxins out. Your body naturally eliminates toxins slowly, but what the system, the authority, or some call it the Illuminati, is just the Nazis. The Nazis have been around for thousands of years, have been throwing the Christians to the lions, eaten alive with thumbs up or thumbs down, and it's they've been running our world for thousands of years, and you'll see that. Talk more about that at 8 o'clock tonight, James Gilliland, on the subject of archons and angels. So everybody has their angels. You might as well call upon them. They're free of charge and delighted to be of service to enlighten you on the truth and all things good in life. And they'll come down and visit you at the park in your sleep. They're in your prayers. So pray for your angels. We're all living as people, as a snowflake, and we're all working in the same snowbox or sandbox. I'm thinking it's winter right now. Hearing a lot of cold on the East Coast and warm on the West Coast. So it might be a good idea to get over to the West Coast, enjoy yourself. But if you're stuck on the East Coast, try some iodine. Iodine gets circulation going. Cold hands, cold feet is a symptom of low iodine. So iodine is the number one supplement. And what it does is there's an epidemic, a shortage, a crisis even amongst the entire population for iodine. That's a 411 and it's becoming a 911. The iodine improves your eyesight, stops women's hair from falling out, stops your skin from being dry. All these creams doctors are giving the elderly can be resolved with iodine. Of course, you want to put a shower filter on that filters out your chlorine and fluoride, which is the cause of breast cancer, cystic breast disease, bone cancer, edema, dry skin, eyesight issues, and weight gain deactivates your thyroid. And so the thyroid takes up fluoride and chlorine in favor of iodine, even if it is in your diet. So you need to do your nutrient loading at triple rate and then do a maintenance dose the rest of your life. It protects you against the harmful radiation of Fukushima, and because the thyroid will take up the iodine instead of the radiation into the thyroid for function, and that's part of your metabolism and your ability to deal with stress and look awesome in the mirror each day. Again, your body, if it's God, it's going to give you a thumbs up every morning. It's going to say, hello, gorgeous. How are you today? So iodine is the gorgeous pill. It's the health pill. It's the fertility pill. If you want to be fertile, the reason most for infertility is because of low iodine. The more and more I talk about it, the more I like it. And so if you take iodine while you are pregnant, you will raise the IQ of your baby. If you give birth to a baby, every woman knows who's given a baby has baby fat following delivery. And it's the reason for that is because of low iodine. So iodine is the number one supplement and should be in everybody's health list. At the health food store, you get that. More people don't know what iodine is, or let alone the importance. So what are you learning in school? It's, you go to work, you get a mortgage, and you sit in a traffic jam, seems to be the predominant theme. And it goes against the grain of all common sense. And yet the people sitting in the traffic jam are the ones claiming to have the common sense. So that's how it twisted up. Our little snowbox is in the summer. It's a sandbox, so don't get too concerned. But we're all in the same sandbox. The interesting thing I found is that we all want the same thing. At least most of us do. We want family, friends, self-actualization, community, health. You know, these are things. These are Maslow's triangle of priorities. You want food and shelter, and then you want maybe exercise and fulfillment of job and career and all things good. And most people aren't getting it. Their heart chakras are closed. They've given up on life. Their favorite slogan coming out, they find saying, is, "Oh, well." And "oh, well" is the sign of "please help me." And or my sign is, "Please go get help." I mean, you know, help isn't a bad thing. And you're not going to find it from a... I'm not a big fan of the healthcare, the pharmaceuticals. So if you go to the pharmaceuticals, you are going to deteriorate until you reach crisis, in which case you start switching into BBS radio and other alternative methods. And alternative methods seem to be the only method to health. There is no healthcare out there. That is trauma care. So I want to ram that down about 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I'm going to give up at 10 times, but it's to the highest and best good that I do that, because it's important. And so the other nutrient that I've been looking at since I started writing the book and a little bit this week is borax, boron. So it seems that boron is critically low in the population and contributing highest to osteoporosis in terms of nutrients deficiency, because boron with magnesium is how your body fires muscles, contracts and relaxes muscles, is through boron with magnesium. And calcium should not be taken. You should just be getting that in your organic food naturally on a wide spectrum source of nutrients, because the way you eat your nutrients is the way you use them. Now, we're not meant to be taking supplements unless we're critically low in them, but boron is one of them. It's not in the soil, and it's highest next to the ocean, but further inland you get. But it's not, you know, they're taking it out, they're raping the soil. They're not, with the pesticides, the nutrient boron and the 114 cross section are not, that's 77 minerals, 16 vitamins, amino acids, proteins, the omegas, all the source nutrients your body lives off are not getting into the food chain. And so you're having health issues that later evolve into health crisis, because the doctors who are trained to deal with health issues are not schooled on health care. And it's what they learn is anatomy, surgery, and medicine. And that is really to stabilize the patient. If you have a car accident, fantastic, ski accident, perhaps a heart attack, stabilize the patient, get a pacemaker in, get some heart stabilizing medication, and maybe an IV, stabilize patient, and then you get well. But if you have a heart attack and you've really ignored everything in my book and on these shows that deal with health. And unfortunately, we're suppressed, and the FDA mandate is to suppress cures. They're doing an excellent job. They come in with their machine guns. Dr. Dow in Toronto, PCA, which is Maxim Labs in Oregon, Hood River. These are extraordinary human beings with extraordinary products. The PCA product they sell is a detox for autism. Autism is primarily caused by being born with 200 chemicals in the umbilical cord, being vaccinated from the 2 months old on a schedule up to 6 years old that gives the baby 50,000 units of mercury. One unit is toxic. It's combined with in a lab with aluminum that makes the mercury 100 times more toxic because it passes by the blood-brain barrier. We're breathing in nanoparticulate of aluminum through chemtrails with the Morgellons. We're not even sure what the Morgellons is. It's part this, it's part robot, it's part molecule, it's part metal, it's part. And what's the strangest thing is under a microscope, given a frequency, it grows tentacles and fibers. And we found the cure for that. It's in my book. There's a lot of cures in my book. It's the cure for everything really is embracing health. And it's not a mystery there because health is not existent. So we need to, the people who need the health, the help the most have the worst health. And they're the ones that have their heart chakras closed down, their desire, they've given up, their doctors are giving them painkillers and drugs to suppress hypertension, cholesterol, diabetes, arthritis. Arthritis is just a nutrient deficiency, period. And the biggest scam in healthcare is rheumatoid arthritis. That's knees and feet and hands primarily, and headaches and migraines, and that's from mold. So that's caused by mold in the building code. And there's an epidemic of that. 40% of people depressed that's the outstanding feature, is depression. It's a neurological disease that manifests itself physically. And the cure was found in 1998 by a doctor, again in the U.S., and he's in duct tape and handcuffs, sitting on his desk, and people having their intestines cut out on Monday because his cure is sitting on the desk and the FDA has suppressed it, and he's got 100% success rate. And I think there's a percentage of the population that might find that fascinating, but it's a small one. Most of them won't believe it. And it's the most bizarre thing, because I can show you at Walgreens 2 grams of a little powder you can put in glass water. It's just chalk, just binds with neurotoxins. So it goes to the cause. So you don't need, works better than morphine. It gets rid of the pain in 30 minutes. I mean, isn't anybody interested? I mean, I've told hundreds of people this. I mean, the 2% that did it, I wrote about it in my book, and they didn't need their intestines cut out. Just being 2 weeks on it at half the dose I recommended. So we live in a nanny state. We're naive. We're in the left side of our brains. We've been trained on linear thinking. We've disconnected from the heart. The fluoride is an agenda. It has nothing to do with the solution for our drinking water. It's an agenda. We have oxygen that works 5,000 times better. Oxygen, the same cure for cancer. Well, think what that would do if it was in our drinking water to cancer rates. It would come down. And breast cancer, low iodine. Mentioned it before, mention it again. Another case of breast cancer does not need to happen. We could wipe it out 99%. The doctors are telling their patients not to take iodine. They say it's dangerous. You don't need it. It's not recommended. It can hurt you. And it's the opposite. I mean, it's false information. It's propaganda. I put in my book, the best thing that could happen to you is your doctor sends you home to die. And I'm going, people are shocked by that, going, what? That's a terrible thing to say. I say it's the best thing that can happen. Why is that? Because you look to other ways, like you go to the cause and you search out information on BBS Radio, naturalnews.com, Mercola. They've got about 60% of what's in my book. So I borrowed stuff from their sites. Thank you very much. And, you know, in my learning, mine was really the sequence, the pyramid, the matrix, the whole grid was a pat on the back. So I'm going to take a 2-minute break and take a breath. I think I've been talking. I've got only a short hour and so many things to say. So be back after the break in 2 minutes. Anybody want to call in? We've got a phone number, 1-888-627-6008. That's 1-888-627-6008. Any patients that are looking for a quick fix cure, I can give in a couple minutes, so I can do that. If not, I've got a bunch of information to give you that's fantastic. So we'll see you after the break. Going 1, 2, 3. It's Adam back from the break on the other side. Welcome aboard. You're on BBS Radio. This is the talk hour with Health Disclosure, The Sequence to Disease, the book that's all the truckers and housewives need to know about how to cure their husbands or wives of Morgellons, autoimmune, celiac, Crohn's, fibromyalgia, lupus, irritable bowel, candida, and do it in record time. I think we can do cancer in hours. It's just as fast as your body can tolerate the detox. And we're doing it time and again, 100% success rate. I think that makes me excited. I hope it makes you excited. And it's just everything. Everything to do with health or anything to do with disease is actually just the absence of health. And we've determined health to be made up of 5 elements. And the only thing that exists is truth. You know, conscience is common sense. Forget what is true. That is just belief. So it's the spiritual lesson of what matters. It transcends condition of violence and slavery to deep understanding. You can get into the philosophical stuff, but the you know, hear no evil, see no evil, speak no evil. Evil is the problem. We need to communicate about it. We need to identify it. There's a pattern we can adopt from marketing. It's awareness, interest, desire, and action. So the public is not aware of the evil. They don't know how education works. They don't know how the system works. They don't know anything about money. They don't know where it comes from. They don't know where it's going. They don't know. And in that lack of knowledge is confusion. And all these sporadic ideas about belief emerge, and then you've got a society in a sandbox fighting with each other. And we all have the same belief. We all want the same things, and we need to establish what it is we want, and then we need to act on it. Without action, we have no results. So it's my biggest beef, I guess, with the we agree to disagree. So my biggest beef with New Agers is that they're stuck in ideas that ignore problems, and for that there's a lack of action, a lack of awareness. And so the next stage is interest. I mean, get interested. Maybe you have to care. It comes from desire. And without desire, you don't have a community, you don't have a family, you don't have a life. So if you don't have a desire, get one. And if you haven't got one and you're not well enough to have one, tell somebody to tune into the show. Get the emails from Natural News. Start learning. They're really, what they're doing with supplements is treating symptoms. They're not sure how disease or obesity happens or pain or inflammation. So it's more of the same. It's halfway there, but it's a zillion times better than the current healthcare system. So it's popular, but it's not working really well. It's working, but not really well. Like, they're talking about vitamin C injections of, CCs, which is a tremendous horse dose of CC three times a week to get rid of cancer. But really, it's really expensive. People are living paycheck to paycheck. 70% of Americans are paycheck to paycheck. So we can cure it with a dollar of hydrogen peroxide food grade in a book called Health Disclosure, Sequence of Disease and Obesity. So it's by Adam Masters at Balboa Books. Fabulous book, fabulous read. Pass it on to your keep it from I'm not sure the doctors are ready to learn about this, because the agenda might pull that book off the shelves. The Nazis have been burning the books for thousands of years. They only emerged briefly under the guise of Hitler, and his way. That's where the world, the system wants to take us right now. So it's a little disturbing in itself. But myself and others, like BBS Radio, have different ideas about where we want to take the earth. More constructive method, where we can eliminate gasoline for our cars in favor of water and other technologies even better. And if we can just get our shit together on this planet, we've got outside help, and you can find that 8 o'clock tonight on James Gilliland, which evolves into really high consciousness and really high ability, extraordinary abilities he's got, and a few geniuses, I call them geniuses of our time, wayshowers, you know, showing us they have the ideas. They're in connection anyways, and they've got the technology here ready to bring down to earth. We've got free energy. We don't need to pay for hydro. So we've got free energy. Nassim Haramine, Thrive movie. It's all in the back of my book, all these names. James, Nassim, Thrive, all there. The Matrix, how it works. The system, how the system works. The Titanic went down. The 9/11 was an agenda. It was an accident. It's all staged. The Titanic going down, it wasn't. It was an agenda. It's all provable in the court of law under preponderance of evidence, and the evidence is sitting at the bottom of the ocean. If we can just get across the idea of a nutrient and getting rid of toxins out of the water, the fluoride's dangerous. I mean, I've got best friends telling me the virtues of fluoride, looking me in the eye, and I can look at their pupils and they're swirling. They're in a spiral. And these people own houses, $1 million in real estate, own their own businesses, and they're preaching the virtues of poison in the water when there's alternatives like that are healthy. So it's right versus wrong. It's correct versus incorrect. You know, correct is based in truth. And it's moral versus immoral. And immoral is opposite to natural law. And actions do not, you know, right way is actions that don't harm another. And that's the only law you need to know. That's natural law. What's in court, legal system, decisions in law are going to the highest bidder and agendas. And it's sick. But, you know, the sick society comes from a sick self inside the self. And if you've got 50 trillion cells that are not in harmony, that are sick, one or more of them, you know, usually more. If you got one ailment, one prescription, you have a disease, you have a crisis, and there's 100 other cellular parts in your body called organs and tissues and functions that are not far behind, that are inflamed, that lower your IQ, lower your immunity, lower your consciousness, lower your ability to thrive and be happy, lower everything that has to do with life is lowered. So I think the goal of the book is to raise everything that's cellular in your body, and you don't have to worry about anything. You don't need a psychiatrist. You don't need a chiropractor. You don't need acupuncture. You don't need massage. You don't need. You just need yourself and a and your girl, and you go down to the beach and you enjoy life with a fabulous body that can go up a mountain and climb a mountain. Run a marathon and go on, a swim. And the sky's the limit anyway. So from cellular health, and it's in my book. There's a sequence. It's the first one ever written that explains how health happens and how it's, how it destructs. So conscience means to know. It means together. And, it's the difference between right and wrong. Conscience, it means together with. And science means to know, so it's the knowledge. And the right and wrong exists in nature despite human perception. It's based in truth. Truth governs consequences of right and wrong behavior. And you forget what is true. So we need to get some models off to you here. And let's do one here. I compared inflammation to a burning building. Everyone can relate to a burning building, symbolic of inflammation, and the house being your body. And your hope is that the fire crew got the right address, shows up with a big fire hose and more than one. And a garden hose is better than nothing. So your fire hose is going to be your meal replacement, where you've got in 500 calories the equivalent of 20 meals of nutrients. And calories has nothing to do with health, has nothing to do with losing weight. It's about nutrient density. It is about the life force energy of the molecules in that glass of water, in that glass of meal replacement. So where you're going to find that alternatively and complementary is in a glass of ABCs, your juiced vegetables. Improves your eyesight in 30 minutes. If you've got an exam, drink a glass of that with 20 drops of stabilized oxygen. I don't ignore the word stabilized. So stabilized oxygen in a glass of juiced vegetables, ABC, apples, beets, carrots, celeries, and cucumbers. Organic or you got nothing. It's not going to change your health. And the guy singing the praises of it, Joel Fuhrman, $200 for his CDs and books, in a roundabout way, he's telling you to take your vaccinations, eat your GMOs, organic is for the elite, and sun tanning isn't good for you. And sun tanning has been proven to cure and prevent cancer. Vitamin D, second or third most important supplement you can take. In the wintertime, you want to take a minimum of 5,000 units. 10 is better, and it eliminates menstrual cramps, makes your home a happy place. Trust me, guys. Give it to them for their birthday or Christmas and get them in ya. So reduces inflammation in 30 minutes, but it doesn't get to the cause, really. It helps with the function, transfer, absorption, and usage of magnesium and boron, and those are important. But it's best that you can get your magnesium just in your meal replacement, eat your organic salads, juice your vegetables, have a few supplements, and then you can get on with your pizza, beer, Big Macs, and the other garbage, but you've done duty anyway. So you've got the major fire hoses on with a small gas leak in the fire. So comparing inflammation to a burning building, part two. So a garden hose is better than nothing. So a garden hose is just is organic. I would call it, it's you're jumping ship. So if you're on a life of Big Macs and you have PAD Health, well, it's going to make a night and day difference if you go to non-organic nutrients in a grocery store. 80% is GMO in a grocery store. The outside aisles are full of garbage. Every item in an outside aisle is garbage, but it is better than, and it won't get you well. But it will get you well if you've been keeping your boat afloat on Big Macs, pizza, beer, and frozen Twinkies. So it's relative. It would kill me if I was on non-organic food out of a grocery store. My belly would come out, and I would feel like hell. I would look like hell. So I am on organic fruits and vegetables, juicing. I've got meal replacement, my supplements, and I look okay. Can you imagine if I went to change my diet to non-organic in a grocery store? People would be saying, please, Adam, get to the organic store or put on a mask, a Halloween mask. You'll look better. But when you participate in a program of infusing high-density nutrients and removing toxins, the concept is critical for success. 100% commitment yields 100% success. A steady drip will not infuse or flush any imbalance to speak of. You need to shut off the gas main feeding the fire of current habits that lead or have led to the inflammation and or disease. Obesity is really, it really is a disease. It's really a state of inflammation. So there is no such thing as obesity. There's strictly imbalances. And it's only reduced to two items. One your body needs and one your body doesn't need. So things your body doesn't need are neurotoxins. That's your autoimmune. That's your mold. And fourth one is your liver, your kidneys, your candida. So if you eat GMO, you're going to have candida in your guts rotten and your DNA changing. And the change is not for the better. GMO food is not food. I mean, that's a mislabel. I mean, chemtrails, well, the Borgellin's disease, they should call it chemtrail disease. I mean, we got to start labeling this stuff better. And we have to start getting in alignment with one another in the same goals. The Muslims got to shake hands with the Christians, and the Christians with the Buddhists, and the Buddhists with the, you know, everybody, you know, the Jewish people, and we all have the same thing. We want nice, peaceful, inspirational communities, families, nutrition, health. We want, you know, just peaceful existence on earth, where we can work a couple days a week. There's no taxes. That just goes to the families. They're buying up the airports, the corporations, the media. You got Fox News, which is really Nazi news, and CNBC, that's all Nazi news, and Republicans and Democrats, it's all Nazis. So if you got a chance on the ballot to vote for Ron Paul or Jesse Ventura, that's your best chance of getting sensible, common sense, grassroots people, loving, serving politicians in there. We can knock out these executive orders, Obamacare. We can knock out taxes. It's just, it's huge. The subject is huge, but the goal is simple. You know, it's just eliminate evil, eliminate corruption, eliminate the system, eliminate authority, retrain the doctors in healthcare, salvage what you can, eliminate what you can't, and get on the wellness and demand it. We need action. We need boots on the ground. We need the new agers to they are awake. We need them to take action, wake people up, awareness, create interest, desire, action. Concept from marketing 101. So it's about what your body, toxins are what your body doesn't need. They feed the fire of inflammation, and nutrients put out the fire. That's your burning building. If you can manipulate these ratios, you can solve for cancer in as fast as 10 days, 7 days. The results are turbocharged and permanent as long as you have the matrix and a roadmap. You're not going to get to where you need to go if you don't know where you're going. So this book is about that, the matrix. It's a pyramid. It's they're talking now about, you know, you need to become alkaline. Well, nobody knows how to do that. You got Anthony Robbins, the cheerleader of the Western world, telling you need to get alkaline, but doesn't know how to do that. And that's how, it's easy. It's right here, right now. It's the ratio between nutrients in and toxins out, eliminating. Get it out. Get it out. So thriving is achieved over time, absent of inflammation. Inflammation kills energy and immunity. So when you solve for cancer, when you solve for obesity, diabetes, you eliminate inflammation and you have euphoric energy in the model of the burning building. So I was wondering if you guys are ready for one more model. I've got a favorite here. Love swimming, love water. How about comparing health to the water in an aquarium? The level of water in an aquarium represents your level of health. The rocks at the bottom of your aquarium and the outcrops represent your gene weaknesses and past traumas and your episodes in a ditch at the bottom of a bottle of rum. Everybody's been there. And these past traumas are lurking, you know, and when the level of health falls, the rocks of disease reveal themselves. These rocks or symptoms are of disease dissipate as soon as the level of health rises. So current trauma care practices try to chisel down these rocks with surgery, medicine, and suppress symptoms with medicine, which is really a poison that disrupts every system in your body it comes in contact with and radiates out from to every cell in your body and consciousness and mind and genius and immunity and energy and endurance. It's gone, and that means life's gone. So it lowers life force energy. When you take a poison, it lowers life force energy. That makes sense. It has to make sense. People need to get this information. And it's not out there. It's not available even on the sophisticated wellness sites. And I just don't hear it talked about. I hear it in the science of fractality, and that's where I borrow it from. And like I said, I'm a dot connector. I'm not a genius. I'm an idiot with a pen and a heart, and just trying to get a message out. So with a book, Health Disclosure, Sequence to Disease. So the current healthcare system is ignoring the exposed rocks with painkillers and prescriptions over time. But what happens over time is you have cellular degeneration, scarring, disease, ill health, poor performance, a dwindling of desire, closing of the heart chakra, bad luck, you know, car accidents. You're out to lunch. Another way of saying it, trying to be polite, trying to help. But the prescriptions ignore the low level of water in the aquarium with the rocks exposed, with your level of health down, and put stress on other systems in your body with permanent doctor-induced trauma. And it is the current method of dealing with disease, but this method doesn't allow the patient to ever solve the issue of disease nor ever reach potential of an aquarium full of life force energy and with widespread consequences. So this model, you can see there really is no cure for disease or ill health other than to embrace health by raising the level of water in your aquarium. Love the aquariums. Got nothing against fish. They're great. But, I just compared the health and maintenance to a car. Curing cancer is easier than repairing your car. If somebody's got cancer, I'll trade them for a tune-up. And it's probably easier for me to write the cure and set it up a little system than it takes to do a tune-up or even change the oil on my car. Rust is your inflammation. Spark plugs is your probiotics that convert your fuel to your nutrients your cells use to drive your engine. And if you have candida, you're going to have a problem doing that because the fuel goes to feed the festering of candida in your gut from eating GMO food, which is not meant. It's missing enzymes. Your body cannot digest GMO food. It's in 80% of regular grains, and it's GMO is. So it's we've got a real uphill battle. So the oil and the media is mute. These guys are completely corrupt and completely blocking our evolution as a species as it declines further and further. So the divergence, those going to healthy food are evolving with the Schumann resonance of frequency of the earth, and the ones in GMO are dissolving into a puddle with their hands on their desk and dissolving their potential. You know, it's always there. So that's why we keep on hammering and harping about the virtues of health and the importance of getting there is that there's a steady decline in health. So we're coming to the end of the show, and I've got a couple more items to make. The oil filter is like your liver. It filters out the toxins out of your oil, much like your impurities and your metal filings. The oil is like the blood in the body and needs to be maintained absent of iron filings and dirt. The air filter is a quality of air you are breathing. Welcome to Chemtrails. Go on YouTube, look it up. There's lots of nice people presenting ideas. Evidence is profound evidence. I mean, this evidence is more profound than any vaccination ever brought to market. And polio vaccines are obsolete with oxygen. All vaccines are obsolete. So there's startling information. Low-octane, dirty gasoline is regular store food, 80% containing GMO. Find out what GMO is. Pass it around. Pamphlets. High-octane gasoline is the organic food. Nitrous oxide is your superfoods, meal replacements, and juicing. GMO and fast food is sugar in your gas tank. That stuff. So Health Disclosure is the book. It's Sequence of Disease by Adam Masters on Balboa Books. Air is the love in your tires that makes the world go around and takes you places. So before you travel across the country, change your oil, change some filters, tune it up, put in some good gas, and give her hell. And have a good week and stay warm. Take your iodine. And we'll see you next week on Health Disclosure, BBS Radio. Stay tuned, 7 o'clock for Fireside Chat, followed by James Gilliland at 8. My name's Adam Masters, and thank you for having me for the past hour. It's been great chatting with you. I can feel the warmth of each and every one of you. Have a good weekend, guys. Bye for now.
So long.